Blog Talk Radio.
Sisters, we're back. Yes, thank the Most High. We're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again for another episode. Yes, for another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Danny Miab, Covenant of Remembrance Ministries. And I welcome you to the show. Indeed, I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He's told me, that for His cause and His purpose, I have some very important things for Him that I must do. And He told me because of what for His cause I must do, He said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends, yes, some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, yes, in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, He said to me that I would accrue indeed some very powerful friends as well as enemies, as I spoke to you before. But He said I would have, in so doing, what He has asked, His protection and His guidance. For that, I am utmost thankful. Yes, for that I am utmost thankful. Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He's told me. I must tell you things, yes, indeed, that I must tell you things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall, yes, indeed, since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to avert, to silence, and yes, if they could, my brothers and sisters, to destroy. I can only tell you that this show is not called Hidden Gospel Reveal without very definite reason. This show, my brothers and sisters, on this show, let's put it like this. I have not projected myself in this show to by in any means speak outside parameters of understanding much scripture upon the foundation of so much truth, my brothers and sisters, that we find today, though it be biblical, most will not speak. In other words, my brothers and sisters, I dare not speak as many have, refusing to consider so much of what is written. Ancient faith, my brothers and sisters, ancient faith looks forward to. In fact, you call it the patience and faith of the saints. Look forward to the end of all manner of deviant anomalies of any sort in the thinking of man. The Most High, by His Spirit, my brothers and sisters, reproves all sin. It does not sanction it. The Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, does not approve any of the presumptuousness of man. The Holy Spirit reproves it. The words of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, the words of the Most High mean what the Most High intended from the beginning, not what men later have imagined them to think they meant. However, amazingly enough, we live in a world where so many argue, seeking to preserve many misconceits relative to perceptions far from the initial divine design. Well, taking that into consideration, let us remember the Most High related to us in His Word. We said in the beginning was the Word. That Word was in harmony with Yah. And that Word is an eternal Word. He said He is Rishon Acharon, beginning and the end, the first and the last. He said He would bring to bear all that He has spoken, all that He has promised, declaring the end from the very beginning. What it means, my brothers and sisters, is that if men refuse to discern rightly what the Most High from the beginning declared, if man refuses to acknowledge what the Most High declared from the beginning, all that the Most High has spoken is still based upon the fact that the Most High has spoken all that He has spoken, not without reason, but to prepare mankind in so many ways for what must be, true to His promise, the eventuality. But there are those among us who have chosen to ignore so much scripture, so much of what the Most High said He would bring to bear, so much of what He said from the beginning was a promise, and have dared upon such faulty foundations to believe that, and even teach others to believe, to fall out to so much vanity, teaching, my brothers and sisters, that because they refuse what the Most High said from the beginning is eventuality. The scripture says all such teachings are completely unnatural. All such leaders are, in His eyes, abomination. Not the working of His Spirit. The Most High told me, directly He told me, if I could believe that all the contradictions we see in this world are a result of His Spirit. He said, I said to me, I cannot be a disciple unto Him. I say that to any man. If man looks around and sees all the contentions of all his rulers, political, social, and civil religious in the world, 45,000 denominations call themselves believers, and the one they call the Savior. Hmm. 280 nations, some 19 odd world religions with multitudes of factions, and please don't think that Islam is monolithic in its administration of the world today, for instance. Islam, my brothers and sisters, in the East, those who know there's about as many factions of Islam as there are anything else. In so many ways, my brothers and sisters, the adversary has crept in the midst of it all. Scripture says, in the last days men will find out that of all their trust that there's no place clean. It all falls short of the mark. None righteous, no, not one. That's not what everybody wants to believe. There's so many faulty foundations, my brothers and sisters, that already started, the thing, concept that started off faulty. Premises of men called certain religiosity. It started off faulty. Men have just corrupted them more so. And the fact of the matter, my brothers and sisters, the reason why Messiah it comes and is called the Savior is because he comes to restore the knowledge of the words of the Most High, as from the beginning they were meant and decreed. Anything else, any other doctrine, my brothers and sisters, in so many ways, is a blinding curse, even damnation, due to its also being lying deception. And any form of doctrine, my brothers and sisters, would cause you not to see what the Most High declared from the beginning, eternal. That form of doctrine, my brothers and sisters, is without question a curse, sin, damnation. Not the work of the Holy Spirit, but the work of another. The Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, brings all things to remembrance. Therefore, seeking to restore the mind, that which the Most High intended from the beginning, that it might be a common expectation and a common goal for all who believe. For many say, and trust that they keep the law. But the scripture says many have that law, but seek it not by faith. They would seek to cause the words that they read to fit an agenda or an orientation that appeals to their own heart and not from the mind of Yah. Therefore, the scriptures tell us they seek to establish their own righteousness. They have not submitted themselves to the righteousness of Yah. They impede and are an obstacle and adversary against the salvation of Israel. And the scriptures tell us in so many ways that the salvation of Israel will only occur. In fact, salvation in this world will only occur when all Israel has the same covenant with one Most High. Our brothers and sisters, this world is not converted, nor is it delivered. In any way, my brothers and sisters, nor can no man say and be speaking the truth and say the world today has offered men after its multitude of pollutions the hope of salvation. But tell you now, I've seen the kingdom the Most High intends to build on this earth. And I can tell you now that nothing of this earth can prepare any man for it. Just the other morning, for instance, the Most High told me directly with regard, I was wondering why it's so difficult for so many to accept so much truth that's written in the scripture. Fundamental truth. And he told me, no man receives the Master's word, but by his spirit. Then what he means in the context, I'll tell you, my brother, he says nobody can receive the Master's word, but by his favor. The mind must be opened to see another, let's just say, a path. A design, a glorious in fact, my brothers and sisters, a glorious and even magnificent design that nothing of this world, my brothers and sisters, begins to match. I can tell you that there are those who say that they look at nature and they look at nature and they believe they recover the thoughts of the ancients. Now, my brothers and sisters, Most High has to grant his spirit to grant you of that recorder that is his spirit. Grant you that which inspires and raises the conscience of the mind to re-witness, re-see, to be able to testify, my brothers and sisters, the truth of what the Most High has spoken of old, that all might have the chance of being consistent. I think it's amazing how we live in a society that, for all its diversities, differences. So many have sought to preserve what can only bring constant, or let's just say preserve constant contentions. Only that which is from the beginning, my brothers and sisters, is peace. How is it that so many seek to preserve? I repeat, how is it that so many seek to preserve ideals, concepts, did not come initially from the mind of the Most High? And still, so many have sought that such precepts be called holy. I'll give you an example. No Hebrew told, in the earliest times, no Hebrew initially told any Hebrew or Greek, or any Greek or Hebrew, no Hebrew told anybody to sit back from henceforth in Greek, call the Messiah Jesus. I know it sounds funny when I say that, but I ran into somebody earlier. It's really a shame. Didn't want to believe that the name Jesus, Jesus, is of Latin, Greek origin. Wow. Find that truly amazing. Only because they seek to preserve a latter form that men contrived and sought to call Messiah, so as to blind men against discerning that the foundation of the faith is truly, truly, my brothers and sisters, according to what the Most High gave to Israel and not any other nation. Truly sad. You run into people who, though they know, I'll give you another example, who though they know that there are countless numbers of towns throughout the East whose names begin with Y-A-H, J-A-H, and yet they find it difficult to understand that the Hebrews of old often called the Most High simply Yah. Not speaking of fullness, and that's not the whole fullness of his name. And I didn't say it was Yahuwah or Yahweh either. Didn't hear it from my lips. I know that the names that most of you use today are still a result of a tetragrammaton. I would tell you that there are more vowels and consonants in the name than most people today vocalize when they call upon the name. But just as men have chosen not to look at all the facts to this very day, it was understood of old certain ancient truths would have to in these latter days be remembered. One of those of which I seek to speak, especially to this society filled with so many diverse ideas, concepts that the scriptures of old sometimes call idolatry, presumptuousness, strange gods, in other words, thoughts, ideas, perceptions, designs, desires, agendas, senses of instruction or doctrine. That did not originate from the mind of the Most High. Did you hear what I said? Did not originate from the mind of the Most High, but from the mind of another. My brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us that if we are to be a people true to the Most High, we must overcome all the misconceits of this world. There should be no strange God. No strange thoughts. No strange ideas among us. Did you hear my brothers and sisters? None. No manner of strange gods among us. No strange thoughts among us. Not true to what the Most High intended. No misimaginings, my brothers and sisters. No misimaginings that simply seem wise And oftentimes to men seem wise, because they know not. Did you hear my brothers and sisters? Because they know not what the Most High from the beginning intended. I'll give you an example. 1 Samuel 7:3. Samuel spake unto all the house of Israel, saying, if you do return unto the Most High with all your heart, and put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth. That's the word they used for, from which Easter was derived. Pagan title Easter was derived. Strange gods and Ashtaroth, sun gods from among you. Prepare your hearts unto the Most High and serve him only. Then, if you will, he will deliver you out of the hand. In this case, he's talking about your various enemies. So then the children of Israel did put away Baalim and Ashtaroth and served Yah only. And my brother says, in so many cases, it is written in Scripture, the Most High delivered his people when he put away the strange gods, strange designs and desires. From among them. Well, Joshua, some say, 24:23, said, now therefore, put away, he said, the strange gods. All these thoughts and enticements which are among you, which are not of the Most High. Incline your hearts unto the Most High, the Holy One of Israel. And the people said unto Yahshua, Most High, our Elohim, will we serve, and his voice will we obey. And Yahshua made a covenant with the people that day and set them a statute and an ordinance of Shechem. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the Most High didn't make a covenant with the people who would preserve any anomaly, any false concept not true to him. He'll be honored, my brothers and sisters, purely, completely as he is. Well, I'd like to give a little bit of consideration to the book of Numbers. In the book of Numbers, my brothers and sisters, I'm talking about looking around, I guess we could start around the 22nd chapter, and I'm just going to give you a little bit of background here. We read the 22nd and 24th chapters of Numbers. We find the children of Israel seeking to pass through what we call the plains of Moab. Territory, my brothers and sisters, that was ruled by a king called Balak that desired that all the territory of that land certainly belonged to him and constantly remain under his dominion. Well, King Balak certainly did not desire the children of Israel pass through his land. By that time, many nations had become aware what the Most High was doing with his people, how the Most High was casting out all their enemies, and that if they desired, they could claim all that they passed through. Well, my brothers and sisters, I would have you to know, when I say that they could claim, it means if anyone stood before them and sought to deny them the path they chose to take, all their enemies were cast out from before them. That was because, my brothers and sisters, we look at the book of Numbers, we find that it was found even by a prophet from among the peoples, that when he looked upon Israel, he saw, I'm just going to tell you this now, no lack of concertation among the people. And the pagan king, Balak, knew, even as the adversary knows, that there's no inheritance under the kingdom of Yah at the hand of a people who are not in all things before the Most High one. Revelation speaks about the same thing. It talks about the one called the angel from the rising sun, which is actually the one called the king of the east. You'll find it Revelation 16, 12 to 21. Isaiah 40, particularly 27 through 41, 4. So many other scriptures. You need to look at my website if you have not already. www.hiddengospel.com. Article called Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation. Well, that article, my brothers and sisters, relates to one of the scriptures called by such titles as the start of Jacob, calls him a scepter, calls him Shiloh, calls him, as I said before, the king of the east, angel from the rising sun, the son of righteousness that arises, the righteous one likened to the rising sun, which ultimately infers that he comes suddenly to cast out all the darkness and reveal the light the world would obscure. One that is some text calls called, whether to call him branch, he's called sunrise. He's called the written offspring of David, the bright morning star. Yes, even the one who Messiah said that he is, even the one who is called in more ancient texts, the Kurdi. The one who is called, my brothers and sisters, in various times in scripture is also even referred, they translated in English as the king of the Medes because they didn't want you to know that word means mighty. But it's talking about one out of the tribes of Israel, out of the tribe of Judah. My brothers and sisters, according to Genesis 49:10, out of the tribe of Judah. That according to Numbers 24, we will find the scripture says, because of him, Israel shall do valiantly, or shall regain strength, conquering all their enemies. And over again, my brothers and sisters, particularly in these scriptures in Numbers 24, the earlier prophecies relate to Moab. This is before, if you will, the latter rise of Babylon and Israel going into that captivity. So outside of Egypt, we're talking about one of the first nations that sought to be an obstacle against Israel attaining to the promised land. Moab, my brothers and sisters, was a people of diverse mind, definitely polytheist in their thinking, and knowing that the people of Israel serve one Most High, the people of Moab, in particular King Balak of Moab, knew that if he could find some way to cause the children of Israel not to function in concertation, outside what is genuine cooperation in their one Most High, that they he knew that their pursuits of that holy land that they sought as a promise would be denied them. Well, my brothers and sisters, to this very day, just like it was in the garden, the adversary still seeks. I hope you understand me. To this very day, the adversary still seeks to keep people divided in their reasoning, far from what the Most High declared from the beginning. And the only way, my brothers and sisters, that mankind is going to return to the state of conscience the Most High has intended is that he returns to the conscience that the Most High declared from the beginning, which is why the Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, brings all things to remembrance, rebuking all sin. How about all latter concepts conceived after the flesh, not after the spirit? Therefore, rebuking every strange god, every strange, every alternate allegiance. It's not a true, that's not true in all things the Most High intended from the beginning. And it just so happens, my brothers and sisters, that all the varying allegiances that we see in this world today have in so many ways been the result of man falling away from that initial mind state. I said falling away from that initial mind state and not having kept, let's just say, the commands as they were declared from the mind of the commander. So, understand something, my brothers and sisters. Israel today is wandering as a people scattered among the nations. Our prophecy says that for Israel to attain the inheritance, all Israel must be restored to the mind of old, even righteousness as the Most High declared it from former years, pleasing unto him as in former years. Talks about the scripture, talks about the one whom call the Lord whom you seek. And he will approve all your leaders. How about all your leaders, my brothers and sisters, who uphold a standard that is thought that our thought processes, but not true to what the Most High declared from the beginning, declared from the beginning as a foundation. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, when the scriptures say that Abraham was promised that he shall inherit the world, from that moment he was promised, my brothers and sisters. He was surely prophesied and promised. It was prophesied to him as a promise that regardless of how many nations seek to claim the territories of this earth, after whatever variant mindsets that might come to be, Abraham and those who are his spiritual children, having the same faith, seeking to transcend or be converted beyond all the variant ideals of the nations, as did Abraham, that people shall inherit all lands, all territories of this earth. That this earth, my brothers and sisters, be free unto a true, genuine sense of justice that from the beginning the Most High himself declared. And that, my brothers and sisters, is the purpose for which the Most High created and called out of the land of Egypt his people Israel. Blessed are they who will understand this, my brothers and sisters, because it's never been about a compromise with the varying ideals of the nations or anyone who functions outside of divine inspiration. And I ran into somebody today who has sought to impugn upon me that I stand to be reproved because they took my words entirely outside the context of that which I meant. They take the scriptures entirely out of context of what they mean. So perhaps I shouldn't be offended that they twist my words. Ha. They twist everybody else's words too. They twist all the words. Yeah, they pull this same person I speak of. And I'm not speaking just this as one. A lot of people do that. Take all the evidence that might relate to the contrary of what they believe, and they twist it to try to make it mean what they want it to mean to appeal to their desire, their own desires and desires. So they use that entirely obtuse idea as a reason for which they would reprove others who simply do not agree with them. Like I said before, ran into somebody earlier who wants to say that the name Jesus, is not Greek. From what mind did it come? Didn't come from the Most High. Didn't come from a Hebrew. Come on, people. We can do far better than that. Same individual was telling me about seeking to preserve. Said all languages are going to serve the Most High. Most High said he's going to make a full end of all nations. Okay? He says he's going to make a full end of all nations. He's going to put an end to all the idols, all the vanities of every land. Scripture says he's going to restore to his people a pure language. They may call upon his name with one consent. Certainly that means a pure doctrine. But when Scripture says all languages, it's the same thing as saying all peoples. Spanish people speak, you know, people in Spain speak Spanish. People in Germany speak German. People in French speak French. In France speak French. How is it that somebody that you could explain to them, the scripture says you make a full end of all nations, wherever Israel has been scattered, means that all that men have done, seeking to preserve mongrelized thoughts, must pass away. Do the words that men use in their various languages, are they true to the thoughts the Most High from the beginning declared? There's a whole lot of words, I'm telling you. Exist in the Hebrew language. that no other language can really relate those initial monotheist concepts. It takes far too many of words from another language to even try. And when the Greek, for instance, attempts to do it, they always take the words and corrupt them, borrowing from monotheist languages, but corrupting them to maintain a polytheist ideal. The scripture says he's going to cast all these false concepts out that his people call upon his name with one consent. Why is it that, my brothers and sisters, since the scattering of the nations from Babylon's tower, which came as a result of dividing the people because they chose to use the language they had to curse the Most High, why would people want to say that it's to some matter of divine advantage to preserve all the varied languages of the world? Think about it. People don't oftentimes understand each other well inside the same language. There's so much that's written in Scripture in terms of original definition. Most people don't have any concept of what the word, for instance, salvation or faith or gospel, sin even, what those words really mean, what they refer to oftentimes in the context of Scripture, law, grace. No concept, no clue. People take all these words, cause them to mean what they, take them as they will, to twist doctrines as they will. But again, my brothers and sisters, the words, the thoughts of the Most High are true to what the Most High told and declared from the beginning. And if man, my brothers and sisters, deviates from that initial context, or carries in him his soul doctrines, corruptions, departed from what the Most High has intended, is he to argue and condemn the Most High himself because he thinks the words mean something the Most High never intended? I give you an example. Most High said Messiah is the end of the law. It says, for those who believe. Does that mean the end of the divine law? No. It means the end of man's law. Did you hear my brothers and sisters? Man, the end of man's trust and so much misconceit for those who believe in him as a teacher, that they might not be condemned with the variant standards of this world. Isn't it time, my brothers and sisters, we see these things much more clearly? Dare somebody sit back and say the Most High has not kept his promise because he did not keep it or has no intention to keep it as they interpret it? You got 45,000 denominations declaring for themselves some type of primacy. And the scriptures tell you that all of these will be overthrown, that the Most High declared will bring to bear what he spoke from the beginning. Do you think everybody's interpretation of his words are going to be upheld against what he meant? Scripture says Messiah is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. That means the end of every unrighteous standard, every divide and conquer standard. And yes, my brothers and sisters, they should be ashamed. Every single ruler of this earth should be quite ashamed. Thank you, the Most High, for granting the opportunity to say these words. Whoever it is that would seek to deny man the opportunity to see things purely and completely as the Most High declares so he defends his personal pulpit or throne, seeking to comfort himself or refusing to recognize just how blind in so many ways he's been. That soul deserves the condemnation, my brothers and sisters, that he brings upon himself. Why? Because he is mercilessly murderous against every soul to seek to exalt his own thoughts. I can only say, my brothers and sisters, I can only say that humility before the Most High demands faith in him and faith in his word, that he's going to bring things all to bear according to what he declared. It means we ask the Most High for his spirit, not that we seek to twist the words according to some personal agenda or seeming personal advantage, but that we discern all things the Most High declared because from the beginning, because he didn't say if he'd uphold anything else. Let us understand, my brothers and sisters, let us understand, and I say this again, that the leaders of this world and their diverse doctrines have divided mankind, have not been a healing, and certainly have not, my brothers and sisters, they deny what I have called, putting a picture on my website, if you will, the gospel of Shiloh, the expectation of one unto whom all nations shall be regathered. That means that all nations shall be converted unto his will, as the Most High has revealed it to him. The one the scripture calls the lawgiver when it talks about Shiloh, one who brings peace, one common understanding among all men. Scripture calls him the Prince of Peace for that reason, because men will no longer argue thinking that they have the primacy after any other standard. Listen to me. Men will one day understand that no one has the primacy after a standard that is not true to that one whom the Most High has declared to restore initial precept and concept in the world, in this world. That is the faith, my brothers and sisters, of the saints. Abraham was told he would inherit the world. That means the Most High basically told him that his children one day will be made one, that they may be indeed inheritors. Light unto the world, and I don't mean any after a multitude of variant standards. Scripture says every good and perfect gift. How about the idea about the inheritance? The inheritance will. What is called worthwhile, pleasing the Most High unto that inheritance. He says every good and perfect gift is from the Most High, from the Father of lights, in whom there's no variableness, no shadow of change. He says the grass will, when he talks about the grass will, the flower fades, he's talking about in the book of Jacob, he's talking about all flesh to precept that are not founded upon that which the Most High had declared from the beginning perishes. He did not say any of the word is eternal. In the beginning was the word that is eternal. He didn't say anything else. He has promised, my brothers and sisters, this world will surely one day in all things honor and glorify him. When he cast out all idols, all false concepts of deity, out from all miles and out from the midst of all lands. It means, my brothers and sisters, the day comes that it will be understood by all that peace is not after men compromising because someone chooses to disagree. Peace will not come because someone chooses to join with folks because they feel like they cannot beat them. Well, Most High has already promised that every false idea will be defeated. And there are many of my brothers and sisters in this world who, amidst a multitude of worldly provocations, have chosen to compromise and just go along with the obstacle. Because it seems they have no peace or no similitude of peace in a world that would constantly trouble them. Unnerve and vex them because there's so many resistant minds. And brothers and sisters, I can only tell you what the Most High told me again.
90 seconds.
He said to me that no one receives the Master's word but by his spirit, by his favor. Meaning that man needs the spirit of the Most High in order to comprehend the words that are manifestations of that spirit. He didn't say anybody who desires to remain double-minded, pluralist in their thinking, far from pure, perfect righteousness. He didn't say that they receive that gift. But they all, in so many ways, insult him. Those of you who haven't listened to this show on a regular basis, a sufficient level, understand what I talk about when I talk about the gospel of Shiloh, when I talk about the early church origin. The church in its origin, in its mutual expectation, under what is declared from the beginning, must be the eventuality. Having understood what I talk about when I talk about the secret city prophecies, I tell you that every one of these declares the Most High is going to make an end to confusion. He's going to declare an absolute in the earth. No one who will seek to keep men in bondage to anything less, my brothers and sisters, will ever be called anything else but an adversary. He told me the spirit of the Most High. He said, the Spirit of the Most High, his words are precious and rare, but they're only for the most humble soul.
His gospel,
my brothers and sisters, the word only to the meek who are willing to admit upon being reasoned with a need to seek a much higher expression of his word. I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings in to his might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah! Search the scriptures, my brothers and sisters, with that which I have declared to you this night. things you'll find on the splash screen to this tonight's show, URLs to certain articles on a website of mine. Check out that website. Listen to the shows in the archives. Brothers and sisters, the Most High would not have declared one who cast out all illusion if illusion, ill vision, misconceived was ever to be allowed into a kingdom of truth. My brother and sister, the kingdom of truth is what it is. There'll be no lie in it. Zephaniah 3:13. Remnant of Israel will do no iniquity, speak no lies. No deceitful tongue in their mouths. Read Revelation 14 and understand the same. They shall dwell securely, the scriptures say, and they will have none to harm them. Me and my brothers and sisters, this will be a people who preserve once they find the purity of a word. And the Most High will preserve that people who defend and preserve his name and the sanctity unto the sanctity and glory it deserves. Again, my brothers and sisters, Benita Yaf, Covenant of Remembrance Ministries, to his might, honor, and praise always, I thank the Most High for the opportunity to be back with you here again. Let us discern, my brothers and sisters, how much the systems of this world today seek to continue to pollute the mind. No salvation beyond seeing beyond all this corruption after what men presume to be wise, but what the Most High reveals. Again, to his feet again, my brothers and sisters, Benita Yaf, Covenant of Remembrance Ministries, to his might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again for listening.